Question 5. Listen to the passage. On a piece of paper, take notes on the main points of the listening passage.
Hey, Beth. I saw you running across campus this morning. What was the hurry?
Oh, hi, Todd. I do that every morning I'm on campus. This morning was nothing unusual.
You go running across the campus every morning just for fun?
Oh, I'm not running for fun. I have to do that. It's the only way I can get to class on time.
You have two classes in a row that are on opposite sides of the campus?
Oh, it's much worse than that. I have four classes in a row, and I seem to have managed to choose four classes with one in each of the four corners of campus. So every day, I end up running from the first class to the second, and from the second class to the third, and from the third class to the last one.
Why on earth did you schedule your classes that way?
It sounded like a good idea when I scheduled my classes. I thought it was a good idea to bunch my classes together. I have classes at 8 o'clock in the morning, at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and at 11 o'clock, Monday through Thursday. It means that I'm finished with all of my classes by noon.
But it's not working out for you, is it?
No, it's not. I can't get from one class to the next without running because the classes are so far apart. And even though I move pretty quickly from class to class, I'm still usually late to each class. Here I thought I was making such a great schedule for myself when I selected these classes. I mean, it does sound nice to have all of my classes in the morning 4 days a week, doesn't it?
That part of it sounds good. It would be nice to have afternoons and evenings free, but the part where the classes are so far apart and you have to run from class to class and you're still late all of the time, that part doesn't sound so good.
It's not, I can assure you.
Maybe next semester you need to consider where your classes meet and not just when they meet.
That absolutely makes sense to me.